Welcome to episode 2 of chapter 2, Needs versus Wants. This chapter is about acknowledging the difference between a need and a want and taking baby steps to achieve a wealthier mindset. Today's quote is from one of my favorite artists, Maya Angelou. Rest in power. When you know better, do better. In this chapter, I allotted just a few pages for the sake of brevity. I give an example of how my husband and I saved money on our growing family by being conscious consumers or spendthrifts and staying focused on what we needed as opposed to what we wanted. When our children were toddlers, it was easy to shop for them. However, as they got older, peer pressure made shopping more daunting, especially while we were trying to be minimalist on a tight budget. Kids in school can be mean, so we encouraged our children to be innovative thinkers and not spend their allowances at the high-priced mall. You know, not to follow the crowd, by saying things like, we could find Calvin Klein, Nikes, Air Jordans, Polo, and Timberlands at the outlet malls and consignment shops for a whole lot less than their peers paid for them. Albeit the clothing and shoes were last season's gear, they would always be clean and bear the brand name of the most coveted designers at that time. When we went school shopping, we'd spend hours browsing the clearance aisles in department stores and in the thrift stores looking for brand new items donated as tax write-offs. To our surprise, we weren't the only ones looking for bargains. People driving Mercedes-Benz, Expeditions, and the like were there shopping too. So when you notice high-end cars in the parking lot at a thrift store, best believe there are some good deals there. Then the thought occurred to me that maybe we were all bargain hunters trying to save a few bucks for our wants. There were plenty of times that we would visit a store just to browse and not buy a thing, asking ourselves the age-old question, is this something I absolutely need, or can I do without it? Talk about sacrifices. Yes, we made a few. We live in a capitalistic society, inundated with an ideology that we must have the newest gadget or thing in order to identify with the status quo. People spend money on things they can't afford or don't need to impress others. Most of this behavior is learned from our parents and close relatives who we admire. So the generational poverty continues. We'll be back in a moment.